BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, and a special shout to everyone that is using this podcast as they go to sleep tonight to help them drift off. A lot of people do it. Dear Scott from the Posh Radio 4 Lady is happening on this podcast. Also, Real or No Real with Mr. Hugh Stevens. Innuendo Bingo was simply super today. It was Arge off the Only Way is Essex in a salmon pink shirt, not impressed with how wet it was getting. How could it get any better?
BBC Radio 1.
Still very excited about your interview with the Hollywood A-lister on Friday.
I know. You keep smiling when you say this as well. I'm really concerned.
Well, it's because we all know who it is now, apart from you, obvs, each member of the team. And, yeah, it's going to be good.
Okay.
So I'm going to send you there straight after the show on Friday. I have to really, really be careful what I say because I don't want to let you know who it is. And I'm really trying not to say their name.
Just so you know,
give you any clues.
Massively... The amount of stress this has caused me, I'll be massively disappointed if it's David Hasselhoff.
It's not David Hasselhoff. I said Hollywood A... I'm talking about someone that's been in films, and like films that have been at the cinema, not straight to DVD.
Right.
Okay, admittedly, Piranha 3DD was at the cinema for about 2 weeks. It's not the Hoff. Many people would die to meet the Hoff, and you're like, oh, I'd be disappointed.
No,
But it's not him.
No, I've had the pleasure of meeting him.
Yes. It's someone good. Friday after the show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's almost time for Innuendo Bingo. Today, it is James Argent off of Towie. Hey.
Hey.
Like, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Scott. And yourself?
Very good. Last time I saw you, you were in a gorilla suit.
Yeah, we did have a good time, didn't
that
we?
That was a fancy dress party, yep. So today, Arge, we're playing Innuendo Bingo with you.
Yep.
I know that you seemed slightly concerned when you walked in.
I'm a little bit nervous. I'm wearing one of my favourite shirts. And
it's only water. We've played it with milk before.
Oh, right.
And yoghurt. Yeah. That was horrible, wasn't it?
Well, I haven't got anything to change into, so I'm a bit... I don't want to get drenched.
I thought that might happen. have we got any T-shirts that we can lend our...
I don't know. Maybe we'll
try
sure
and find one.
Find one.
Yeah. It might be a bit of an embarrassing slogan on it, but we'll find you one.
Or it might be a onesie.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Right, Arj, let's talk about your ringtone, please.
Right, yeah.
Right. Is it still that?
Yeah, of course.
So it's One Direction.
That's right, yeah.
Did you get a lot of tweets about that last night?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I mean, I've always had a One Direction Makes You Beautiful as my ringtone, and it's just one of my favourite songs, and I'm used to it now, yeah.
But they showed it on Towie last night.
They did, yeah.
Have you thought about maybe changing it?
I might change it to a new track.
You love the 1D, don't you?
Yeah, they're nice. They're good boys, yeah.
We've got a little idea for you, actually.
Well, loads of people have been texting about this. We're thinking maybe you could change your ringtone to something.
Like what?
There's been loads of suggestions, and one of them is something we do on the show called 24 Years at the Tap End. The theme tune to that.
It's a very good theme tune.
Have you got it? We can get hold of it, and We'll play it to you in a bit.
I'll tell you what, if I like it, get hold of it, I'll make sure it's
a great tune. I think you in particular would like it.
Just do it for like a week, Arge.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'll see if I can get it on Towie.
Yes!
that would be amazing.
That'd be brilliant. Also, what is Joey Essex's new car about?
It's like a beach buggy, ain't it?
It's ridiculous.
I know, he took me for a spin the other day and we was absolutely freezing cold. I think it's more of a summer thing, but, you know, we're going to have good times in that for sure.
Sure.
Brilliant.
Okay, so you know the rules now of Innuendo Bingo. You've seen the videos. We've shown you previous videos.
Yep.
Don't worry about your shirt.
No, I won't.
It's only water. And what we're going to do is we're going to play another song and then we'll turn on the cameras and you can watch this on the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Good thing is, Arge, as well, you used to only be able to get it on a computer or laptop. Now people can watch this on their phones, which a lot of people will be doing today.
Cool.
So get on your phone if you can't get to a computer. Head to the Radio 1 website. We're about to put the cameras on and we will play bingo with Arge.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Are you filming for the current series at the moment still?
Yes, we are, yeah. The series is underway. Yeah, it's going well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Series 8?
I know, I can't believe it. Nearly 3 years now, 8 series.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. Who would have thought it would have lasted this long? Still going.
You're still loving it.
Still loving it. Still
hey,
going.
If you want to put the Radio 1 website on now, we're on the cameras, look. We put the cameras on.
Oi, oi.
At bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Go to the Radio 1 website now on your computer, on your laptop, on your tablet, or on your phone. It's good that we're on phones. Really good. Okay, so, Arj, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready and raring to go.
Towie Innuendo Bingo is happening right about now.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Let us know if you are watching for the first time. A lot of people are now watching because on their phones for the first time, so that's good. All right, Arsh, I don't want you to be shy with the water.
I won't.
I know you're a new boy, but also, your people outside have told me that you were told to bring a change of clothes today, James,
really?
But you didn't.
Oh, my fault.
So that shirt gets dirty.
That's good to know.
You know? He was like, no, I'll be all right.
I warn you, it's cold, the water.
I didn't think I'd get as soaked as what I'm about to get soaked. I didn't think it'd be, I don't know.
You might not. The clips might not be very funny, then you won't get soaked at all.
Hopefully. But I laugh at anything.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to love
it. You're good with the innuendos. Okay. If you go to the Radio 1 website now, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, you'll be able to see us within seconds. What's the wettest one we've done yet, do you think?
Well, you see, the wettest one, I think, was with Danny Howard. But then the most popular ones on like YouTube and that have been Rachel Wiley from Countdown and Aidan Grimshaw. That was a wet one, wasn't it?
That was a wet one.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Play fair, boys.
Yep.
Everyone can see this on the Radio 1 website, on your phone, on your computer, right now.
Right.
Okay. Fill your cheeks.
Fill your cheeks.
Cheers. Your cheeks.
Really go, like.
Go for it. Don't be scared. I've got other t-shirts, Arj, you can wear. You will get papped in them. Nah. Here we go. Over to Country File, first of all, and Julia Bradbury here, getting more than she bargained for on a tour of this golf club.
Long-serving members Derek Klemperer and Janet Cox are going to fill me in, and where better than inside the club's most historic building.
And where better? Okay. Oh, just fine. And a little tiny spurt there from Chris. But we're just getting started.
Lovely.
Okay. Still got your... Yeah, you can take new water or carry on with that one you got there.
Can you drink it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's nothing in it, Arj.
Just checking.
It's not like poison.
Just checking.
Okay. More water, please. Nice big mouthful. Okay, here we go. Over to Homes Under the Hammer. And the Modern Family has a lot of different requirements for the house.
The house has 22 rooms in all, with an office space for the couple, somewhere to beat out a steady rhythm.
Oh,
he soaked me. He absolutely soaked me.
And it's a pink shirt. Please watch this on the website.
Somewhere to beat out a steady rhythm.
Oh, it really comes through on that.
Oh, it's a wet t-shirt competition. Oh, we're in Magaluf.
Right. It is, isn't it? It's like a pool party.
Yeah, it is.
You're all right.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Don't worry, Arj, it's fine.
I'll be all right.
Just get him back.
Yeah, I'll get him back.
Get him. Get him.
I'll get him good.
Okay, here we go.
I need some more water, please.
Okay, mm-hmm. We can do that.
Lovely. Cheers.
He's very polite, isn't he? Very polite, man. Okay, here we go. Good. Cheeks are filled. Let's go. So, over to Radio 4. No idea what the Today programme is going on about here.
Is there a serious fear that if you complain that you'll be fingered?
I love talking about job cuts there in the army. I love that Chris's sharp intake of breath. Absolute shock hit.
Chris got done there. Blimey. Big time.
Oh, just loving this now.
Oh, yes.
Let me know if you're watching for the first time on your phone.
Absolute.
8 of 1 of 9.
Look at this.
Okay.
Oh.
Ready? And someone that was in Radio 1 earlier this week, actually, Steve Backshaw, with his wildlife show.
Okay, so I've got my snake in position, my secretary bird looking interested. Let's give it a go.
Ah, on its head! Yes, Arj! Ah.
Okay, so I've got my snake in position.
Yeah. Some music
oh.
out.
I don't know. That was a liberty.
That was a good one. Okay.
Well, this is fun.
This is going well today. Mm. Loads of people watching on their phone. Hi. Okay. Got your water there?
Oh,
is your watch sucks. Okay, Arch?
Yeah,
I know you keep
fine.
Checking
I'm
it.
I'm chucking it on the floor. I'm putting it on the floor.
Okay.
It's steaming up.
Here we go then. More water. And country file are at it again.
Very vigorous stroke there.
Wow.
That was it.
It was rubbish.
It was a bit rubbish, wasn't it? Oh, Arj, your shirt's wet through.
Yeah.
It's all fine.
Proper see-through.
Okay. More water, please.
How many more are there?
I'm freezing. Just a few. Just a few, Arj. Okay. Water? And over to Radio 1. It's late night, so I suppose they can say this. It's Phil and Alice.
I should stop licking my brush. I was just like... Oh, there's something stuck in my craw.
I hate it when there's something stuck in your craw.
In a craw.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
That was harsh, that one.
Yeah. It's going well, this, though. People are loving this. This is, and also,
drenched.
We're going to do a video later, and this is going to be a YouTube sensation.
I hope so.
Okay.
I hope it's worth it.
All right, here we go. And it's a classic from BBC Radio 2. It's Lisa Tarbuck's show.
The crowd don't understand.
Gorgeous. Chris, we were just going to get to the bit. It's because you've heard it before.
Don't even know. I know. The problem is, I've heard a couple of these before, and I know what's coming.
All right. Okay. Right. Let's try again, please.
You've got me worse than what I've got you right, so far. Well,
you wait.
Come on.
You wait.
Come on.
Okay. Right.
We're all frenzy.
Mm-hmm. Back over to Lisa Tarbuck. Let's all try hard. Here we go.
The crowd don't.
Chris.
Sorry. I know what's going on.
I know, but let us enjoy this.
All right, do the song and then I'll
all right,
put
okay.
The water.
The crowd don't understand.
Gorgeous, isn't it? Sometimes you just need a bit of old-fashioned rod.
It's rubbish in the end. Oh, right, okay, let's move on immediately. It's the Rod Stewart. Okay.
Okay.
Right?
Oh,
I'm so sorry, Arj. Sometimes this happens and we absolutely lose the plot. I'm so sorry.
This hasn't happened in a while. No. I don't know
absolutely
if I can.
Absolutely lost
do
it.
This.
Come on.
I feel like I'm dreaming.
Come on.
Put it together, Chris.
Put it
mate.
Together, Chris.
Come on, Chris.
Do it for Arj.
I'm showing you up here.
I know. Right.
Okay. Now we're going over to Chris. We're going over to Rick Stein's Mediterranean Escapes. And Rick is here meeting the locals.
It's called Ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
Miguel Pujol. Oh, that was a good one.
Oh.
Miguel Pujol.
Good. Oh, bless Miguel. Okay. A few more to get through now.
Oh, really?
Sorry about this, guys. Oh. More water, please. You might as well now. Do you know what I mean? You can't get any wetter.
Whoa, Chris!
Chris, that's a liberty!
Come on!
It's not even in the game.
Oh, my word.
I'm soaked. I could drench my top, I think.
Here we go. Oh, my God. He's actually wringing his top out.
Oh, this is a joke.
More we can water. Use this water for next week.
More water, please. Come on.
Oh.
Come on. Got songs to play. Water. In your mouth.
Oh, sorry,
now.
Sorry. Oh, I'm concentrating.
Miguel Pujol.
And now an interesting revelation from Philip Schofield on This Morning.
I have never gone to sleep with it in my hands.
And it's over to Don't Tell the Bride.
Unfortunately for Victoria, Nick will be taking her up the aisle in the dark.
In the dark as well. Oh. And just a couple more now, a couple more and then you can get warm.
This is horrible.
Okay, over to Noel Edmonds now. And contestants generally have a really tough time on Deal or No Deal.
Does she go like this? Well, not normally, Noel, no. She's normally full of life and jumping around, life and soul of the party. So, well, there you go.
What have we done to her?
Battered that pasty.
Oh, no. Okay, one more.
I've had enough.
Sorry, Arj. One more.
This ain't fun.
Oh, it is, though.
It's not.
It is, though. Oh,
for you.
Over to BBC Radio 4 now. And it's a play, I think. Here we go.
He came into the studio with his juggling balls, which he introduced to us as George, Oliver, Penelope, Yolinda, Greg and William. Well, do you not name your balls? I have names for mine.
Miguel Pujol.
Good. Okay, well, that was today's Innuendo Bingo. Thank you very much, Arj. I know you're absolutely wet through, but you've been a gent and an absolute sport.
Yeah, well played. Cheers, mate. I've had fun.
You haven't.
No.
We are going to put that on the radio on YouTube. If you couldn't watch right now, you'd be able to watch it very soon. And I think that's going to be a YouTube hit.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, it's going to be massive.
I think so.
Thank you, Arj. Really good to see you again.
Nice to see you, mate.
Thank
see you.
See you soon. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm not sure how much Arj enjoyed that, truth be told. I think the telling moment was, oh, God, there's not more, is there, Scott? This is horrible.
The picture that's just gone up on the BBC Radio on Twitter.
So good.
There's a picture of him getting it right in the face for me.
Yeah, it's an action shot.
And then there's another picture, which is like the aftermath, and he's smiling in that, so...
I know, but he is quite a smiley guy.
Crying inside.
I just don't think he'd do it again. Absolutely crying inside, you're dead right. He'll go home and sob tonight. He won't. That was Innuendo Bingo with Arj. Thank you, Arj, for coming in and doing that today. Absolutely good sport. That picture on the Radio 1 Twitter at the moment is brilliant. It captures the essence of what we've just done perfectly, I think. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Last night, you could decide who was the future of Radio 1 on the show, which was put together by our four interns here at BBC Radio 1. So last night it was between Grimmy, Charlie Sloth, and Toddler T. And they battled it out, each did 20 minutes of radio, and then you voted on Twitter and on Facebook, and the winner was Grimmy! Well done, Grimshaw. Radio 1's Nick Grimshaw won by quite a margin. Charlie Sloth was second, and Toddler T was third. He had to put on a nappy as a forfeit. Dark times. Now, Chris, do you have the stats there for what was what?
I do, because it's an interesting one, this, because Alid put up some of the stats on his Twitter, which was showing all about what was going on Twitter.
So these are Twitter stats?
Yeah, because this was all trending worldwide. It was incredible what was going on last night. But the... basically, out of all the tweets that happened, the hashtag with Elect Grimmy had 41,600 over that. The hashtag Elect Charlie had something like 6,000. And the hashtag Elect Toddler had 1,000. I mean, it's quite a gap.
Mm. So between 6,000 for second place,
yes, and 41,600
tweets.
Yes, that was the difference
for Elette Grimmy.
Yes,
but and then, how did that happen?
Well, this is it. So I was like, well, that's massive, isn't it?
I know how it happened. It's break glass for emergency, Harry Styles.
It's Harry Styles.
That's what you do when you're in trouble here at Radio 1. Just call up your mate Harry Styles and suddenly it gets retweeted a lot.
So, break glass for emergency Harry Styles. A tweet then goes out, Grimmy is the future of radio in caps locks. Hashtag elect Grimmy. Do you want to know how many times that was retweeted?
What, from Harry's account?
From Harry Styles' account. 32,126.
Break glass.
It's Harry Styles.
Boom, look, Gosh. You've won.
Oh, incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. Is this fair?
I don't know. I've got mixed views on it because then I equally.
I'm really pleased that Grimmy won.
Yeah.
I am. But, like, he pulled out the big guns there.
But it's ridiculous. You've got, arguably the biggest pop star in the world right now. 11 million followers on Twitter.
Yeah.
And this was a race, you know, on that hashtag. To see
and if you're, I mean, bless both of them. But if you're toddler T at that point, example ain't going to help you, is he?
Well, maybe not.
Is he? Because you've got.
It's Harry Styles.
Break the glass.
I think he should be banned. I think it would have been a fair. I do think if this happens again, ban Styles.
I'm not sure it's fair. Like, all the others are like, oh, he's got Harry Styles. I'll get my coat. Should we ban Styles?
Can we?
Shall we? Can we?
Banned.
Just ban him. For a while.
Unless it's an emergency.
I don't think that. Unless it's an emergency, in which case. Break the glass.
It's Harry Styles.
Yeah, I know. The Scott Mills Daily. Time for the Posh Radio 4 lady with the emails that you've been sending us this week. What do you want to know? What do you want to tell us? We're about to find out.
Hi, Scott. I bought a new home phone this week, only to find Lawrence's mother stuck in my answer phone machine. Please leave a message and you'll see what I mean. Love you, bye. Andy from South Normanton.
Okay, Andy. You know Lawrence, who we use for Loving the Trolls? We put his voice onto what the trolls are saying like this.
24 years of the crap end.
It would be that one, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Well, he claims that Lawrence's mum is on his new home phone answer phone. So we gave it a ring.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment. So please leave your message after the tone.
It is quite
it
like...
so is, isn't it?
It is Lawrence's mum. Can we hear that again? They sound the same. Listen.
24 years of the crap end. Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment. So please leave your message after the tone.
Definitely Lawrence's mum.
Wow.
Really is. Okay, so we called that yesterday, and then Andy was on to us again on email.
Hi, Scott. I just got home in time to hear you ring the answer phone and listen to Lawrence's mum. Glad you liked it. However, you did forget to put the phone down. Friday's schedule sounds great, and yes, the role play was extremely funny with Chris. I agree that the tap-end script for next week could do with a few tweaks.
Aye?
Andy from South Normanton.
Oh, God. Right, let's speak to him, because he's a... Right, we didn't put the phone down.
Okay.
After we listened to the message.
Hello, hello.
Andy, it's Scott Mills.
Scott Mills, how are you doing, my friend?
How are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for letting us hear your answer phone message, Lawrence's mum.
That's all right. A distant relative, I thought.
I'm really sorry that we didn't put the phone down after the call. That is a proper schoolboy error.
No worries. No, it was funny.
How's this happened? Is this because we did it on speakerphone and then
yeah.
we just forgot to press the hang up
button?
I just didn't hang up. So he heard our office conversation for about, 5 minutes?
I can't remember, to be honest. I was on and off, but yeah, it was good.
All on your answer phone?
It's still there.
Okay, good. So you've still got that?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I'm not comfortable with
this. No, I think you should have to delete that right away.
Yeah, what's it worth?
What did you actually hear?
It was just about scheduling Friday.
Oh, sounds exciting then.
Okay, so...
Yeah, gripping stuff.
Planning Friday show. That's what you heard. What are your views on the schedule for Friday's show?
I'm looking forward to whoever you're meeting, Chris. Should be interesting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is your film knowledge and actor knowledge really that poor?
Yes.
I'm afraid so.
Did you hear the easiest quiz ever this week? The film quiz?
Yeah.
Look, he doesn't know who Tom Cruise is.
That's ridiculous. Chris, I'm going to do some impressions. You've got to try and guess the film or the actor. In fact, the film. Just go with the
Why
film.
Why are you getting involved?
Where's this coming
this?
From? Look, I quite like it.
Didn't ring you for this.
Okay. Are you ready? I'm going to start with these ones because I know you've seen this. You ready?
Yeah.
Jamaica, we have a bobsled team. We have the one Doris and the one Junior. The fastest of the fastest are Jamaican sprinters.
I know. Do you know what? Because my mate does this in the pub all the time. Yeah. I know this film, but I don't know the name of it.
Scott, help him out.
I don't even know.
The one with the Jamaican bobsleigh team.
Cool Runnings.
That's it, yeah.
Cool Runnings. Good film.
Right, anyways, I've got to go. My boss is just
I'm sorry to have kept you.
Got to go then. Good to speak to you.
All right, buddy. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hang on.
What?
I've got to go. You're mental. Love you, bye.
Scott.
What?
Scott. What's cool and hangs up?
Oh, hilarious. Oh, that one. It's so easy to do, isn't it? I must have done that so many times where you just don't hang up the handset. Because we called him on speakerphone and we're like, oh, it's a brilliant message. Then had a whole meeting on it. I don't know what else he heard.
It's dodgy,
isn't
it?
It's so easy to do. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. As I leave Radio 1 today, can everyone remind me to be really quiet?
Why?
Because I've just got an email that there's a film screening taking place in that bit where you walk along as you come in. And there's like a seating area below you that you can't see until you're just literally upon it. And the other day they were having a meeting about, I think, something to do with the African network. And I went, good morning, really loud during their meeting because I didn't realise that they were having it. Remind me to like tiptoe out.
But what I really like about this email is I haven't received this email. So
just be careful what you say.
Is this
there's a meeting going on below you. Probably, yes. It wasn't good. Okay, let's get some more Dear Scots on. Things you've been saying to us this week. Now, tomorrow you're going to be interviewing a Hollywood A-lister, only we haven't told you who it is, and we don't plan to either.
I'm not convinced that you... If I'm honest, I'm not convinced that you've really set this up. I think...
Oh, you think it's a bluff, do you?
No, because I know how you work. You'll find... I don't think it will be a Hollywood A-lister. I think it will be someone not Hollywood A-list. I think I'm going to turn up, it will be Cheggers or something
like
that.
It won't be anyone from Dancing on Ice. So he's going to interview a Hollywood A-lister tomorrow. Trouble is, he doesn't know anyone in films. And he won't know who it is until he actually sees them. This should make you feel better.
Dear Scott, I interviewed Sophie Ellis-Bextor having drunk quite a bit before our grad ball at uni.
You remember Sophie Ellis-Bextor, anybody? Continue.
I asked her who her favourite character in Neighbours is, and then which character she would like to be trapped on a desert island with. The entire interview was centred around Neighbours. To my horror, she doesn't watch it. She did apologise, explaining she had lived abroad for quite a long time. I also accidentally touched her bum. I went in for that silly kiss on the cheek thing and put my hand behind her back and it landed there. It was terrifying. She did not like me. Worst interview ever. Simon.
Thank you, Simon. Don't ever drink before an interview. That's my tip. I've learned that the hard way.
Okay. Do you want to elaborate?
Yes, I do. I was interviewing Natalie Imbruglia once, who was in Neighbours, was she?
Yes, she was.
Yeah. Like eons ago, and I got her character wrong. She wasn't the one that I said she was.
Right.
And that's because I'd had a couple of cocktails while I was waiting for her. It's not a good look. Don't do it.
So this is a tomorrow.
Learn from my mistakes. Yeah, definitely don't have a couple of pints before you go in. Don't.
Oh, really?
No. Were you planning to?
I was planning to have one there, maybe.
No. Like this person.
Is that not done?
No.
I just assumed it was always under the chair.
No. This person, the person I'm sending you to, will not appreciate that. You'll get chucked out.
Okay.
They don't generally drink, these people. Or they've had a drink problem, and therefore don't let it in their sight anymore.
I see.
I'm not letting in. That's not a clue.
Well, I'll just avoid it altogether.
But Simon, maybe. You've made Chris feel a bit better there, I think, with your Sophie Ellis Bextor interview. Not quite on the same scale as the person we're talking about tomorrow, but all the same, made him feel better. Thank you.
Dear Scott, I have a question. Why, when you introduce Chris to anyone, is he introduced as my friend Chris, rather than just Chris? Why does everybody have to know he's your friend? Of course he's your friend. He is such a lovely guy. Ruby from Nottingham.
It's probably Ruby because I'm just so immensely proud to call him my friend.
I was just going to say, because when she says it, it is a funny one, this, because when I say meet my mates in the pub and I introduce them to someone new, I don't go, here's my friend Sardossa. My friend, do you know what I mean? I just say Sardossa,
it's just
Chazza,
something,
the convict.
It's just something that I have kind of got into.
I think it's become a habit.
It's because when you were first on the show, I had to keep explaining that you were my mate all the time.
Well,
it's just kind of stuck from there, that's why.
I'm very pleased that you're so proud, though.
I'm Heather Small proud. Next.
Dear Scott and the team, after going through some old photos, I found this flyer for a gig you did back in Inverness in 2003.
Oh, God. Oh,
yes. I remember being so excited that you were coming to DJ in the not-so-famous Baku. Mm. You had a younger guy who was with you that night in the DJ booth. Who was he? He went off with one of the local lassies at the end of the night. Anywho, just thought I'd share this gem with you. Let me know what you think. Lots of love. Sarah, off of Nairn, but now Fife.
Oh, no.
Amazing. Well, there's a number of things we can pick up on this one, starting with the flyer.
Those were very, very interesting times, those Inverness gigs.
I've got in my hand at the moment. Just
can I just have a look at that flyer?
Lovely picture. Good old...
Oh, my word! What is that?
£8!
£8 then?
Unbelievable.
To get in? Hosts Radio 1's early breakfast show from 4 till 7 a.m, 5 days a week. Yeah, that's...
Do you remember that
night?
I've
got demonic eyes.
Do you remember that night?
There were several nights at this club.
Yeah,
I don't even know.
Well, you must remember
anymore.
That one because there was the guy that you met there.
No, I think they're talking about my friend who was with me that night.
Oh, and he went off with her.
Yeah.
Oh, that's different. Right. I thought.
I think
this
you know wrong. Exactly who I'm talking
yes,
about. Absolutely. They still work here at Radio
right.
1.
Right. Wow.
So, I like it that the nightclub's catchphrase is bringing the city's nightlife into the 21st century.
I'm just... Sorry, when you know who this person is.
Good.
Okay,
well,
good.
Well, that's torn it, hasn't it?
Mm.
If you've got anything else to say, anything else to drop me in it with, then email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk and you might end up on Dear Scott.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1, the Veronicas, of course, and Untouched. They're always on, aren't they? I don't
always,
know why.
Always, yeah.
I'd like to play more of their work, but it just seems to be that one that we play all
did
the time.
Did they ever get to a second?
I don't know. Grimmy, did you remember a follow-up from the Veronicas? He's just popped in. Hiya, love.
Hello.
You're right, yeah, I'm good. I can't hear you.
I think they may have...
Come talk it.
I think they did have two songs.
Right.
Or there was two of them.
Well, why can't we play the other one?
Don't know.
No, there was two of them.
Was there?
Yes.
Blonde and Blacker.
Yeah, do you remember them from your BBC Switch days?
Yeah, they were very big in the Switch years.
They were, actually.
Yeah, they were. I think they turned down Facing a Bowl. But they were happy to put lots of grapes in their mouths with Perez Hilton. Oh, no, they both had dark hair. Who am I thinking of, then? Oh, no one did have blonde hair.
I'm thinking Daphne and Celeste.
No one did have blonde hair. Look. Down there, that slightly ropier one.
We're talking earlier about how you really pulled it out of the bag last night. With the future radio, with the break glass for emergency, Harry Styles.
Do you know what?
It's Harry Styles.
Oh, let me listen.
Just break the glass and there he is.
What happened?
Well, you know, like you just call on him and it's just like, oh, suddenly I've got 41,000 votes.
Well, it was already trending worldwide number one before
he got involved.
Before that he even got involved.
You would have won anyway.
Yeah, I know.
But you just wanted to kind of rub their faces in
it.
I'm
on my bandwagon. God, leave me alone.
It's true. You were up to about 9,000 already.
Yeah. I actually don't know the stats.
Yeah.
So from 9,000 to 41,000.
Yes.
God, why does everyone like him so hard?
I don't understand.
And Rock Nation had my back.
Did they?
Yes. It's quite gangster, isn't it?
That is.
Yeah.
So fair play to you for...
Sort of balances it out, though.
Yeah.
Rock Nation minus Harry Styles equals normal.
But fair play for you to breaking the glass.
It's Harry Styles.
It works.
Get him out.
Get him. Wheel him out.
Because everyone was like, is he on your Sound Clash? I was like, no. I'm getting Old Faithful out again.
It's rather like about 3 or 4 years ago where I used to break glass for, and the Hof would appear.
Yeah.
Like, and suddenly you'd like, doors open at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah,
you know
doesn't
I mean?
It? Yeah, why don't people like us?
I don't know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You know who Grimshaw's getting mixed up with, don't you?
Who?
Veronica's. Tattoo.
Yes.
Yeah. Not the same.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, you're spot on.
They were the fake Russian lesbians.
Were they?
They weren't actually fake. They weren't actually lesbians.
When you say... Oh, right.
They were Russian. The fake... The lesbianism wasn't on.
Was it not?
No. That's they just did that to create a
is
bit
this
of a
known?
Publicity. Yeah. It was all made up.
Is that what you need to do to get a song out around
well,
that time,
well, it was
time,
just a bit different at the time. It was just like, yay, let's be lesbians. And then they decided... That, to do that on the video and stuff, and then but it wasn't it, that they weren't actually doing that.
Okay, and they were Russian.
They were definitely Russian,
right?
Yeah, not the Veronicas. They're Australian, real Australian. And thank you to Vicky, who has been on saying the other track was called Forever with a Four, and it was on the soundtrack to She's the Man. Oh God,
none of that means anything to me.
What a film! Well, it wouldn't, would it? Looking forward to tomorrow to your film interview. You keep forgetting, don't you?
Yeah,
it's on tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I saw this girl outside Radio One last night as I was leaving.
Right,
and. She's like, I used to watch you on TV years ago with Vernon Kay. I was like, yeah. Oh, yeah, that was me, yeah. She's like, yeah, I used to really fancy you. Is there anything worse you can say than that? What? I used to, past tense, really fancy you.
Did you say thank you?
I went, oh, cool, thanks. What do you say to that?
What show was this? Was this like the original Splash or something? Or?
It wasn't Splash. It was a show on an ill-fated TV channel called UK Play. And we used to do a show where we would play videos and take phone callers.
Were you both in shorts?
3 hours a day. No, there wasn't any dad shorts. But it was me and Vernon and a host of others.
I don't know how... So how did you react to this girl? You used to be...
I just went, yeah, thanks. Mm. But it's like, that's like, you're not hot anymore, but I did once... fancy you. There's nothing much worse than that.
Well, maybe she just means I used to fancy you and it's like a renewal
and you've
thing.
Gone massively downhill is what she means. Okay, I think this might be worse. Louise has been on from Elgin, bumped into a guy from school a couple of weeks ago and he went, since when did you get hot?
That's a lovely thing to say, isn't it?
Well, no, it's not. Girls, because that suggests that she was a Ming before.
Well, it's saying she's lovely now.
But when did you get hot? Actually, mine is still worse.
I think yours is definitely worse.
No, I used to fancy you. Thanks very much. Hi, Hugh Stevens.
Hi, Scott.
How are you?
I'm great. It's like going, oh, that jumper really suits you. My dad's got that jumper. That kind of thing, isn't it?
Awful. Yeah. Just no one wins.
It's like a neg.
Okay. Yeah. So, Hugh's here to play Real or No Real. Thanks
nervous.
For coming in.
Nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Pressure's on, isn't it?
You've done it before.
You guys, take yourself seriously.
He does. Okay, so are these real or no real?
In China, it is acceptable to walk into an IKEA store to relax and take a nap.
Only in China?
And what, it would be illegal or immoral or something to do it in another country?
Well, I've tried to go and have a little sleep on the beds in a certain bed superstore before and they don't like it.
Have you honestly? Because that's something I've always wanted to do.
Yeah. I have, yeah.
But I wouldn't relax enough to be able to get to sleep. Like, I could have a fake sleep. I could lie there for a while.
See, my argument is, I'm just lying on the bed. Okay, it's a show bed, but I'm just lying on it and just having a little nap. I'm probably going to be 10, 15 minutes. It's not like I'm using one of your fake toilets, is it?
Hmm.
That's
have
worse.
Have you ever tried that?
In like, those DIY stores, I haven't, but I've seen people have a go.
I like the ones where they've sort of built the house. Do you know what I mean? As if it... Like, you could move in already.
That toilet's not connected to anything.
Don't have your mates over for this. Dinner, can you, in
don't
IKEA?
Try it.
I meet you at 8 in IKEA, bring some pasta, some saucepans.
Well, you'd have the meatballs, wouldn't you?
Not anymore.
No, you wouldn't, horse.
That's probably illegal, you shouldn't do that. I'm thinking, in China, is it all right? What are you saying, Hugh?
I'm thinking it's real.
Okay, I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
Oh!
Go on the Chinese.
Only in IKEA in China, so don't be thinking about it in Wembley tonight or Bristol. Or Warrington. or Southampton. I'm trying to think of all the IKEAs. Next.
So many of the DJs and artists who work for record label Ministry of Sound have damaged their hearing that the company have recruited actor Brian Blessed to record the announcements in their lift.
That's a great idea.
His voice is like well loud.
Is he like he's booming, isn't he?
Yes.
Floor four, that kind of thing.
Hello.
Floor we to need the four. This. You see, the lifts here, since we've moved to this new building, I think this is an untapped thing. Didn't you once change the lift somewhere? Or are you not the voice of some lifts?
I've never been a voice of a lift.
Have
I'd
you
love
not?
To be.
Hugh, have you?
Not that I know of. In BBC Wales, they have children, so they go... Fourth floor, loud bedwar. It's really cute.
Really?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, you should get control of the lift. I think you could be... Because the voice is rubbish, the one at the moment.
It's probably someone that works there.
It probably is, yeah. Oh, good point.
Okay, Ministry of Sound lifts. No one can hear, so they've got Brian Blessed doing the announcements. Real or no real?
Well, Danny Howard off of Dance Anthems is one of them. He DJs with them, and he's got fine. So I'm thinking no real.
Okay, I'm going to go no real.
That one is no real.
Yeah, you were right to go that. And next.
Indie rock superstar Miles Kane wrote his song Inhaler about his lifelong battle with asthma.
Now, this is interesting, this.
Yeah, well, Hugh's going to know, isn't he? He's going to know.
I've had a chat with Miles Kane about Inhaler before, because Foles have also got a song called Inhaler.
Yes.
It's a very popular subject at the moment.
Mm. But don't give the game away to him.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know, actually.
But yeah, I'm going to say real. Why not?
Really?
He was in on Tuesday night in session. He could listen back online to Miles Kane in session.
His song Inhaler, is it about an actual inhaler from his childhood battle with asthma?
I think it is, because I'm not sure what else he would be inhaling. I'm going to say real.
Could be like a balloon.
Oh, could be. No, I'm gonna say he's not. No, I'm gonna say real.
That one is real.
Oh, good fact.
Who'd have thunk it?
In much the same way as you can listen to a shell and hear the sea, if you put an empty Coke can to your ear, it sounds like America.
Just simply put the Coke can to your ear.
Detroit City. I've
never tried that.
Sounds like America.
What would you hear? What would sound like America? Like whizzing traffic?
Yeah.
And
just noise.
Some annoying accents.
Just Justin Timberlake.
Beyonce.
Beyonce. Kesha.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never tried it. I'd never put anything sharp and metal by my ear.
No.
If you're not, well, you've done a shell, haven't you?
When I was little.
Yeah. So, but I imagine a Coke can's probably the same. I reckon it's the... do you know what? I'm going to say no real with this one. This is ridiculous.
I'm saying no real as well. Don't try it at home.
That one is no real.
Again, gap in the market.
I want to know what America sounds like. Next.
Homes Under the Hammer, the album, will be available in all good supermarkets from next week and contains such hits as Our House by Madness, Brick by Boring Brick by Paramore, Foundations from Kate Nash, and a song called We Auctioned Our House, But What Did We Really Gain Other Than Money by Panic at the Disco.
Is that a real song by Panic at the Disco?
What's it called? What was it? Something about an auction?
We Auctioned Our House. No, don't look it up. That's cheating.
Okay.
You don't just Google things for the answer.
No,
to you.
I forget the rules.
Right, good. Well, that's a general quiz technique.
We're doing a quiz. Have a computer.
That's a general thing. Like you don't in a pub quiz, you don't go. Do you?
It'd be great if you just did it really blatantly.
I think you just forgot where you were for a second there, Chris.
Totally, you took it too seriously. Is it mixed by the Holmes and the Hanna presenters? Who's the present? Who does it?
Is that? That's not a Phil Spencer job, is it?
No.
Is it Kirsty?
No, it's more like Lorna Spice or whatever.
Who's that?
What's her name?
Lorna Spice.
Is something like that.
Mixed by Lorna Spice.
I used to watch a lot of daytime TV.
Sure.
At uni.
Homes Under the Hammer.
Is there an album coming out? It makes sense because like everything they say, they play a song that relates to that.
Yes.
And you will never watch it in the same way again now.
All the songs are about the house.
Yeah.
In question.
They managed to... pick a song, any song. Let's say it was Irreplaceable by Beyonce, okay?
Mm.
So like, the house is so old, These windowsills are totally irreplaceable.
To the left,
to the left, to the left. Everyone, irreplaceable. You won't be able to watch it the same way again.
Mm.
Okay. Real or no real?
No real.
I'd buy it. Real.
That one is no real.
Oh, well, they're missing a trick, aren't they?
And Hugh will do the voiceover.
Yes, he will. And at the end of that stunning round of real or no real...
Do you know what? It's a draw. I score 40. Hugh score 40.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Well, thank you. If you did use our podcast to try and fall asleep, you're probably asleep by now. If you are still awake, listen tomorrow between 1 and 4 for our Friday show. Or if you can't listen live, get all the best bits on this podcast.
BBC Radio 1.